This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. In this edition of Vital Signs, recognizing heart disease. Certain physical symptoms may signal you have it, but not always. I talked with Dr. Jeffrey Schuessler, an intervention cardiologist with Baylor Scott & White, about ways to determine you have heart disease when you don't have symptoms, beginning with family history.
So if everybody in your family died of a heart attack before age 50, it's not a bad idea to do some preventative either evaluation or treatment. Likewise, if you have other risk factors, hypertension, diabetes, if you use tobacco, if you have these risk factors, then you should probably be thinking, hey, I could be someone that might have heart disease.
So every bit of information is helpful.
And there's a reason that we tell people not to be overly heavy, to watch their blood pressure, watch their diet, to exercise regularly. And these are things that, number one, they help keep you healthy. Number two, they can check on how you're doing. And number three, if you have some of these risk factors, at least knowing that you are potentially at risk.
What are other signs you should look for, and how do you go about trying to find those?
If you're worried about coronary disease, there's at least one very good screening test that can be done, the coronary calcium score. And it's actually a CT scan of the heart for hardened arteries. Very low dose radiation, no contrast.
Is this the one that scores you from maybe zero to maybe low four figures, zero being the best?
Zero means they found no calcium. Having a number that's not zero is actually actionable. Specifically, putting them on cholesterol medicine like the statins is really, really helpful preventing future events. If you've had your heart attack, you're absolutely at high risk for another heart attack. You need to be on statins. But if you have had no events, but you've got calcium in your arteries, you are at higher risk and so should be on statins, and you should be on a daily aspirin, and you should be on medicines if appropriate for blood pressure and diabetes, and avoid tobacco, et cetera. There are some other things that we've done traditionally that are interestingly not as helpful as we once thought. So if you take somebody who's a regular exerciser, they're having no symptoms. In the past, people had said, well, I want to check out my heart and get a stress test. Truth is that if you're already telling me that you can exercise and you feel fine, doing a stress test doesn't necessarily add more information. And stress tests themselves are somewhat flawed. You know, I have patients, and I know everybody knows somebody who they had a normal stress test on a Monday and then had their heart attack on a Friday, and everybody's looking back and saying, well, how did this not pick it up? And the problem is actually with the tests. They're not perfect tests. Likewise, the test can say, hey, there's a problem, and you end up with more tests, and they find out later that you didn't have any problems.
Is that different from the EKG test you get during your normal physical?
EKGs are very good. If you come to me and you say, I'm having chest pain right this second, it can often identify if you're having a heart attack. Not always, but often. What they're really bad at is telling me what's going to happen tomorrow.
So why is that the common thing used in a physical?
An EKG has almost become like a vital sign. It's very good at telling us what heart rate is, what your heart rhythm is, what we'd like it to tell us, but it doesn't, is what's going to happen next week. And it just is not designed for that.
Absent of symptoms, heart disease can be tough to find. Why?
It can be very silent until it causes a problem. You can actually deal with quite a bit of blockage in your heart arteries. Really up to 75% of an artery can be narrowed before the reduction in the blood flow causes symptoms, causes chest pain. And some people, again, don't recognize those symptoms necessarily as being heart-related. Sometimes they think it's GI. Sometimes they think it's a muscle that they pulled. And so time marches on until things get very critical, having chest pain all the time, or some event occurs, like a heart attack, and then everybody says, aha, we have discovered that you have heart disease, but it's gotten to the point where, you know, it's this far along and you need a surgery or you've got multiple vessels. So the good news is your body can cope with a lot. The bad news is things may lie quiet, sort of hidden, until things get really bad.
So what's the takeaway then for people listening to this who may be wondering, well, my goodness, now do I have something? Do I not?
So exercise regularly, eat a reasonable diet. There is no need to take vitamins and supplements. That's not helpful from a cardiovascular standpoint. If you eat a reasonable diet, fruits and vegetables, things like that, you're getting plenty of nutrients. And then just being aware of your risk factors and how you feel. So if you can go exercise for 15 or 30 minutes, break a little sweat, whether that's treadmill or elliptical or stationary bike or swimming, and you feel fine, that's a good test on how you're doing. If you notice that there's been a change in your routine activity, that's something to bring to your doctor. And again, there's a group of people who have risk factors where there are some tests, some screening tests these days, where they can get some insight in advance of an event that maybe they need to make some changes, whether that's with behavior or diet or medicines. And again, any suggestion that you have plaque, being on a statin really does help.
Dr. Schussler, thank you for being with me.
My pleasure.